Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Empire.
Hello and welcome to my podcast. Do me a favor, subscribe to the John Kime Report. Wherever you get your podcast, you're watching on YouTube, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. You can find us there as part of Empire Media, A-M-P-I-R-E. Always much appreciated when you tune in. And don't forget, you can read my work on ESPN.com. And if you want to become a club member, you can do that as well. Going to the Empire Media YouTube page, see the word join, click on there, go from there, etc. For you gold members, I'm going to do a private Zoom on Wednesday night. So join me there, 7:30 Eastern time. And I'll answer your questions. And then for the rest of the members, you'll get to see that later on. Anyway, in a minute, I'm going to be joined by former Arizona State head coach Herm Edwards, who recruited and coached Jaden Daniels at Arizona State, has stayed in touch with him and has followed his progress. And I wanted to bring him on to share his insight. Of course, Edwards now is an ESPN NFL college draft analyst. So he knows his stuff. So he knows Jaden Daniels well, and he provides really good insight. So stay tuned for that. Now I got one little piece of information to share with you before I get to Herm Edwards. So Washington on Tuesday re-signed veteran swing tackle Cornelius Lucas. You probably already know that by now. Good move. He needed a backup tackle. He provides depth at right and left tackle. That's a swing tackle, of course. And, you know, they're not done looking for another starting tackle because they haven't filled that spot at all. So not done, but a good move to bring back Lucas. He's been a good player for them in his role since he has been here. So that's it from me. Now, here's my conversation with ESPN NFL and college analyst Herm Edwards, who coached Jaden Daniels at Arizona State.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Trades, free agents, quarterbacks, and all kinds of adventures await the Commanders this offseason. Looking for an adventure of your own? The Adventure Park at Sandy Spring has you covered. The country's largest ropes course and zipline park, located in Montgomery County, Maryland, is now open. Named Best Amusement Park and Climbing Destination in the DMV 2 years in a row, the Adventure Park at Sandy Spring is perfect for birthdays, corporate outings, groups, and families. With challenges anywhere from beginner to expert, there is something for all skill levels. Anytime you're thinking about reaching new heights, make sure you know before you go. The Adventure Park at Sandy Spring is the only ACCT accredited park in Maryland or Virginia. Staying on the ground, give axe throwing a try. You can throw at traditional targets or play any number of interactive games. You can even upload your own image. So there you have it, folks. Climbing, ziplining, axes, food, and bonfires right in your backyard. Reserve your adventure today at www.theadventurepark.com/kime. That's www.theadventurepark.com/kime. Herm, first, you know Jaden very well, and there's going to be a lot of interest in him for the draft. What is it? What stands out to you about Jaden Daniels?
Well, I think the first thing that stands out for me, you know, I had him when he was a freshman, and his maturity, I've watched him grown. I mean, I've always stayed in communication with Jaden. We have a pretty good relationship, but I think his maturity as a player, his ability, obviously, to play the game, that's on tape, but I just think his growth in the classroom, His ability to learn how to study film, to process information, because his talent is his talent. I mean, it jumps off the tape on you. But I had him when he was a freshman. He started as a freshman for me. And, you know, when you're young like that, regardless of how much talent you have, there's still a learning curve. Right. And I just watched him mature the last couple years, especially at LSU, and obviously won the Heisman Trophy. That says a lot about his work ethic.
Where, I mean, because every player has to mature to some level. So what are the things for his game or for him personally that you felt where he had to mature and then you saw it happen?
Just, being more patient in the pocket, obviously, because when you're young, and especially at the quarterback position, you have his kind of skill set where you have the ability to make big plays with your legs at times, rather than sitting in there and letting it all develop, you're going to take off, right? I've watched that. He's bigger than he was when we had him. He was about 100 and I don't know. And I don't even think he was 190 pounds. You know, he's a slight guy, but he's durable. I mean, he knows how to fall. I've always said that about quarterbacks that leave the pocket. You better know how to fall when they tackle you. He doesn't miss time. And I just think, you know, him playing all these games have helped him. I mean, he's played a lot of college football. I think, was it 50-something games or something like that? So he has a lot of experience playing football. And I think the more you play, it's like anything else, the more experience you gain, but also knowledge and confidence. And so, you know, I've seen that watching him. I used to talk to him before the games. We would text or something. You know, I wasn't coaching him anymore. But – we were always in communication. And so I just like where he's at right now.
And you know what it takes to succeed in the NFL. So you know this. What are the things that you see in him that says this translates really well to the NFL?
Well, I think obviously if Washington decides to select him, he has to realize, and we've kind of, you know, talked about it. I said, if they decide to select you, I said, you have to realize you're going to a franchise right now that they need some help. I mean, this team, you know, last year struggled. I mean, you know, in a lot of different ways. And you're going to be the guy that's supposed to resurrect this team. And there's a lot of pressure in that. But he likes that. I mean, he can handle that. He really can. It won't be too big for him. The thing he does is when he plays football, he understands at the quarterback position how important it is to protect the ball. Yeah. He doesn't throw a lot of interceptions. He doesn't turn the ball over a lot, right? So he gets that part of it. And that's the hardest thing for young quarterbacks, I think, when they come in the league. You know, they have the enthusiasm and they feel like, I got to carry the team and I got to make a play. And lo and behold, they turn the ball over. And you look at this team last year, minus 14 in the giveaway takeaways. They with 18 interceptions, I think 11 fumbles, only scored 19 points a game. They struggled offensively. And here's the next part. And I think that they'll realize these guys gave up 60 sacks. Now, he cuts down half of that with his ability to run, right? Because he can leave the pocket and go make plays. So defensively, you got to play him a little bit different now. This is a different cat when he goes back. You better make sure you got a spy on him. You better make sure your rush lanes are in coordination with the call you have up front, because he'll leave the pocket. And when he runs, it's not for 5 yards. It's going to be 20 yards. It's going to be 30 yards. You know, and he's a little faster than you think. He's a long strider, but he covers a lot of ground, and he's a really good runner. So I think that's an attribute for him. That already you bring if you draft him, he brings that to the table.
Right. You're a defensive guy. Like every defensive coach I've been around hates facing a Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, any quarterback that can run, that can make plays with his legs, that's an issue defensively, because now you have to have integrity in your rush lanes. At times in certain calls and certain situations, you're going to put a spy guy on him, right? Either a linebacker or a safety. You got to what has happened to you when you get a quarterback like this, it's 11-on-11 football. It's an even playing field now because of the quarterback. Somebody has to know where this quarterback's at. And everybody has to be on point to understand, hey, look, in this call, I got the quarterback. In this call, I got to contain the quarterback. In this call, I'm a safety. I got the quarterback. And so that's part of the deal. And you know that. And that's stressful for a defense.
So what, you know, talk about running too. And one of the things you notice, first of all, he doesn't shy away from things, but he always gets up. But I remember watching a game. I remember watching a game when he was at Arizona State where it's like on a 2-point conversion where he lowers his shoulder. I'm like, I'm looking, there are six guys around him. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and he gets through and like, but he lowers his shoulder and gets through and like, how did he do that?
Yeah, he's unique. I mean, he's a unique runner. And I always told him this, you know, when you run, I said, and we used to laugh, you know, he always hugged me before the game. And I would tell him, I said, now know when the journey's over now. You know, just know when the journey's over. I said, Jaden, the most important thing you have to realize, you have all this talent and all this ability, but you got to play the next play. You can't be standing on the sideline with me talking about my shoulders hurt and my legs hurt because I was running. You can't do that. You know, you can't miss plays. And to his credit, didn't miss a lot of time. You know, he doesn't miss a lot of time, but he's a smart runner. He knows how to protect himself. You know, he looks like a little, you know, he reminds me a lot of Randall Cunningham.
Yeah.
Because Randall Cunningham had that same kind of frame. You know, he was slight, but was strong, knew how to run. You know, almost like Gumby. I mean, when you hit him, he can contort his body, right? And I was with Randall when Randall came in as a rookie when I was in Philadelphia. And so Jaden has a lot of those traits of far as of what he looks like.
Right.
You know, he's not an imposing big guy. He's a lot like Herbert and those kind of guys where he's thick, he's 250 pounds. He's not that.
Right.
But he's strong enough and he's smart enough to know when to protect himself.
So you would have seen the progression as a passer as well. And you talk about the studying and all that. How much of it related to that? Or were there other things that he was working on? Because he did improve, like on the downfield stuff. He did improve.
Yeah, that's what he was really good at, throwing the long ball. I mean, he had a touch and accuracy to that. And I think the hardest ball for most quarterbacks to throw are the little 5-yarders, right? The swing passes to the backs. Keep them running, keep them moving, don't throw behind them. You know, it takes accuracy to do that. It takes timing to do that. And I think he's developed that, obviously, versus press coverage. You know, where do I throw the ball, right? I got to throw it away from the safety. What technique is the corner playing, right? I mean, you got to learn all that. And that takes film study. It takes a lot of work with your receivers. And, you know, he's put the time in. You know, he's worked at it. You know, it was when you're a freshman, you come in, you're living off talent. We all do. I mean, you know, in the NFL, when you're a rookie, you come in like, okay, I'm not going to learn it all right away my first year. There's this learning curve. But he understands what his strengths are, and he understands how to play to those strengths. And, you know, the thing about Jaden is the game is never too big for him. Mm-hmm. The lights aren't too bright. I mean, you see guys when the lights are bright, they run to the shade. No, he runs to the spotlight. He's not afraid of it, right? He's very competitive. He's a competitive guy. You know, he really is. He wants to win. He likes to win, you know. And so it doesn't come on that way because he's not a vocal guy. You know, he's not one of those animated kind of guys. He's really kind of right here all the time. You know, and sometimes you look at him and go, what's it? He's just here. You know, he can make a good play. And when he does, it's boom. And then it's done. And he's moved on. You know, he's going to the next play. If it's a series of bad events, you know, comes over. We used to sit and talk. You good? Coach, I'm good. I said, okay, let's move on. And he can move on. He doesn't dwell in the past. He lets it go and he moves to the next play.
Was there a game when you're watching him last year, was there a game, a play, a sequence that you saw from him that you said, oh, dude's ready?
Oh, I just think, you know, that offense they had in those receivers that they had down there at LSU.
Yeah.
I mean, his ability to just duel, you know, with when he knew that he had to score points. I mean, this was an offense that needed to score points,
right?
I mean, their defense was okay, but it was really an offensive show.
Yes.
And it should be because all those skilled players. But It's just, you know, just watching him just throwing the ball in big moments of games when he had the score, you know, when he knew that, hey, you know what, this game ain't going to be 17-13. This is going to be in the 40s. And he knew it, right? And he understood it. He said, this is what I got to do this week. I got to throw this many. I got to make it happen. So I just enjoyed watching him play from afar. And like I said, we would text each other and I'd wish him luck, or when it was a big game against another, you know, big SEC opponent. But I thought he played well all year.
What did you learn about him? Just like, what did you discover about him when you're recruiting him? I mean, I've always heard like he was a 4.0 student. He's, you know, Obviously a four-star quarterback. What was some of the early things that really kind of drew you to him in addition to the talent?
I just think he's a good young man. I mean, he's a star, but he doesn't need the star status. Mm-hmm. He just wants to be one of the guys. He's a giver. You know, he's a giver. He's that kind of guy. He doesn't like, it's about me. He's not into all that. He just wants to win. He's thoughtful. I mean, look, I got two young daughters. I got one a senior, one a junior. Those are like his sisters, mm-hmm. right? When we were in college, I mean, he would always talk to them and see them all the time. And it's just funny. And they text him now, you know? And so he's a thoughtful kind of kid. You know, he's a pleaser. That's what I would say about Jaden. He wants to please people. But he's got this competitive desire in him, boy. And sometimes you can see that from certain individuals. You don't like when you get around him, you're like, really? You know, you kind of can almost misplay him a little bit. Mm. But he's got this burning desire. Well, boy, I tell you what now, he don't like losing.
So where did you see that? Like, because I always like, I agree with you. There's guys like that, but you see it in these little snippets. So where would you see it?
You saw it in practice. That's where you see it in practice. You know, when things are getting heated and you watch him compete against guys and, you know, the offense might come out three and out, you know, because we had some pretty good, some DBs there too that, could play stick-em coverage. I mean, we had, you know, Jack Jones was with us and we had, Lucas is up in Detroit. And so we had a pretty good defense and we played a lot of tight man-to-man and you could see it in 7-on-7. And when we went in the red zone, I tell you what now, that was fun to watch.
What would you say?
His competitiveness, they're kind of talking, the corner's like talking, they're talking and
really?
Like, okay. All right, you know, and they're kind of going at it, you know, but in a good way, right? And so that's what you like about him, you know. It's his competitiveness and his ability to rally the troops, going, hey man, you know. And when if they didn't score, I mean, he was mad. I mean, he'd get mad. I mean, he'd call them guys over, say, hey man, look, we got to do better than this, right? So that's what you're getting if you get this guy.
And it's rare to start a guy as a true freshman.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt.
What qualities did you see that said he's ready and he's okay?
Well, I knew this when you watched him and you just watched practice, you said, this is one of the best athletes on the field. Now, there's going to be growing pains because it's not, you know, he in the Pac-12, there's some good schools there.
Right.
But I thought when he played at C and he played UCLA and he just played, you know, big, I mean, the big Michigan State was his deal, right? It was his and beating Oregon. Yeah, you know, fourth ranked Oregon comes rolling in there, you know, and just the way he performed against big opponents in big games, it was like, okay, you know, and it wasn't, the game never was too big for him. Now, we didn't give him a whole lot either early. We just said, look, this is what you do. And now he had some pretty good players around him. You know, he had a first, you know, but here again, we gave him enough to make him, for him to be comfortable. And then everything else, I just told him, I said, look, whenever you sit there and it's gray and you don't like it, I used to look at him, I said, run. I said, you go run and make a first down. And then we start all over again. I said, just protect the football and protect yourself. That's what you got to do. He said, coach, I got you. Right? So, you know, he's a good study. He'd come to the sideline. He'd get on the phones. He'd talk to the OC if he was up in the box. Then I'd come talk to him and I said, what else? I said, you need something? What are you looking at? What do you like? I always wanted to know what he liked early. You know, give him more of that. Give him more. Because, you know, coaches sometimes We overthink it. You know, you have all these plays, and that's great, but it ain't about the plays. It's about the players. What does he like? What's working or what's not working?
Right.
Right. And that's the conversations we used to have. What do you need, coach? Can we do some more of this? Yes. Okay, that's what you want. That's what we're going to do. I get on the headset, call the OC, say, coach, he's seeing this. He likes this. Can we get a little bit more of that? So he understood the communication between, obviously, the OC along with me was very important because I wanted to know what he was seeing because he's the one actually playing.
Right.
Right. I mean, he's playing the game. We're all watching the game, but he's actually playing. And then I would always ask him, how are the guys in the huddle? Is the huddle okay? Yeah, coach. Or coach, you might need to say something. Oh, okay. Right. So he understands that. Right. He gets that part.
And that's what I'm going to ask you, too, because a big part of quarterback is leadership.
Oh.
And I've heard he is a quiet guy, but that doesn't mean you're not a good leader. So how is he in that area?
No, he is. And sometimes people mistake that. They think, well, leadership, you got to be the rah-rah. No, you don't. You got to lead them with how you play. And there's moments when you got to say things. And I always told him this. I told him in the beginning, I said, look, Jaden, your freshman year, I said, you're not going to be the team captain. I just want you to play quarterback. I said, I don't even want you to be a leader. Just go play quarterback. That'll all take care of itself, right? Because he had enough on his plate. And we had a lot of seniors that were good players. They're like, hey, man, he don't need to be the leader right now. Just let him play quarterback. And now, obviously, the next year, you know, he gets better and all of a sudden he becomes this guy. But I told him, I said, Jaden, you can't be somebody you're not. I said, you don't have to be. I said, what you have to do, you have to know when to speak. And words are powerful. And you don't have to have some long speech. It can be a couple words to a couple guys and then rally the team together. And what you say in the huddle is important. He gets that part.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
See him, like, did you see times in that area where he grew in that?
When we had the ball in big moments on the last drive when we had to go score or something, I mean, you felt really good with him. You just felt, hey, we're going to do this. He's going to find a way to do it.
So you're
and most of the time he did.
So, and again, you have the NFL experience and you know what coaches look for and all that. Like, you know, Drake May, I don't know. Did you watch Drake May much this year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and Drake May's a really good quarterback. I mean, what you know, he's in the pocket. He might be the best one playing from inside the pocket. Jaden is different. Caleb Williams is different.
Right.
Right. They create chaos because of their ability to make the off-schedule play. Not saying Drake May can't do that, right, but he doesn't have the movement skills of those two guys, right?
No, he just don't.
And that's okay. Right. And look, I'm hoping all these guys are successful. All these quarterbacks are supposed to go in the first five picks, whatever, wherever it shakes out, because they need to be successful. Because if they're successful, the league's better.
Right.
The National Football League's good when there's good quarterback play. When it's not, it's really hard.
And obviously, top five quarterbacks, it's hard to hit on them because they're typically not going to great teams. What are some of the keys in your experience to making sure it's better for them? Because nothing guarantees success, but no. What can make it better?
Well, obviously, the strength of your defense helps, right? I mean, you have to be defensively, you got to be pretty good. That helps the quarterback, along with a tight end. And I know they're being devalued, but a runner. I think you bring that guy along, right? Because if you put it all on his plate, a la what happened in Carolina, it ain't fun. It's not a whole lot of fun, right? When you don't have a lot of pieces around it. When your best receiver is an older guy, it's hard. And that's what it looks like, right? And it's no one's fault. It's not the kid's fault. It's not the team's fault. But like you said, when you go to a team that is struggling. Now, this team, Washington, has some parts. You know, they've got some receivers. They got a good runner. They need some help on their offensive line. There's no doubt about that. We know that. But they have some parts. Now, their problem, they're in the NFC East. You know, and they got to deal with the Cowboys. They got to deal with the Eagles, right? The Giants are kind of where Washington is right now. Who's going to take the step? Who's going to take that step, right? And obviously, Washington they need a quarterback. They need a quarterback. And if it's Jaden or whoever it may be, they got to understand, okay, and they will. It's a smart staff, good GM. How do we protect him? And how do we build this? Because you can't put it all on his plate.
Right.
You just can't. I've seen that. When you do that to a rookie quarterback, oh, boy. Oh, boy. And there's already enough pressure on him when you draft a rookie quarterback that high. Right? Because people just think, he's going to take the franchise. And no. He can't do it by himself now. You better give him some pieces around him. Because if not, you're in trouble. I mean, this team, you know, look, we say what we want. They only scored 19 points a game. Right. And they turned the ball over a lot. And it was musical chairs with the quarterback. And it was just like, oh. So, guys, you know, sometimes in the offseason, we get to the offseason and we forget what it looked like. Right. You know, it's kind of old history. And we're all, new season. We're all excited. I said, but what did you do to improve the roster? Yeah, I know you took the quarterback. But what did you do to help the quarterback?
Right.
Because if you ain't helped the guy. Now, he's more talented than maybe the guys you had there, but the result will be a little bit better, but it ain't going to be that much better if you don't help him.
What are some of the traits when you look at college, like, and you talk to people say, well, you know, guys are inaccurate in college. They don't become more accurate in the NFL. What are some of the other red flags as a quarterback from college that maybe are harder to fix in the NFL?
Well, I think if he's careless with the ball. That's the thing that's the thing you worry about, you know, because the ball means everything. And when you allow the team to have extra possessions because you turn the ball over, you get yourself in a bad way, right? I think completions are important, very important in the NFL because third down's a big down. That's the big down now, right? And in the NFL now, when you look at it, it's a passing league per se. Right. But sometimes, you know, we say that, which is right, but it doesn't have to be. That's your choice. We fall in love with that. And when you're young, when you have a young quarterback, you got to ask yourself, okay. If it's an even game and I'm going to get 60, 70 plays, how many of those are passes, right? Is it 45 passes or is it only 30 passes? And what kind of passes are they, right? So I think you got to realize that according to who the quarterback is and on the other side of the ball, defensively, what you got. Because the way you kill a defense is real simple. You don't make first downs on offense or you turn the ball over. Then the defense wears down. So how do you protect them along with protecting the quarterback,
right?
And that's going to be the strategy they're going to have to try to figure out. You know, what is this? I do know this. Jaden Daniels alone has helped their offensive line.
Yeah.
Has helped their running game if they take him. He's already helped that because of who he is and how he can play the quarterback position. Now, how else can you help him, right? I mean, that's going to be the key. You know, you need some offensive linemen to help this guy. Defensively, you got to improve. He can't sit in the second quarter going, oh, man, we're down 14. Now you're making him throw.
Right.
You're exposing the guy. Well, you don't want to do that. You want to let him play the game where he can just play the game. That's what happened, you know, down in Carolina.
Right.
You get down so fast, that poor guy got no shot. And then he doesn't have enough guys around him where they can help him. And it's like, here we go. That's what happened in Washington. That's how you get 60 sacks.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you're behind. By the middle of the third quarter, you're going, boys, we got to go back and throw. Everybody in the ball yard knows I got to throw a football. And you're going, oh, here we go.
So just a couple more on Jaden too. So one of the things I want to ask, people who are much smarter than me about this. So when I'm watching them at LSU, a lot of the stuff you're going to see, the beautiful deep ball and the accuracy on the fades and all that, they didn't attack the middle of the field as much as maybe some other teams did. Now, I don't want to call that a concern because I think that's unfair. Didn't see it. So I'm curious how you interpret that and just how it was for you throwing between the hashes as well.
No, he can throw it in there. But I think all quarterbacks are more comfortable throwing the ball outside the hashes because there's less people there.
Right. Right. I mean, it makes sense.
And the coverage is real simple. You see single safety, you go, hey, I got free access outside, right? You see double safeties, you go, uh-oh. But when you see single safety for a quarterback, he's looking at his receivers. He's going, oh, I got one-on-one over there. Unless you roll the coverage over there. But I think that'll be the key for any young quarterback, how you throw the ball inside the numbers, right? And that's going to be important. And, you know, Cliff, who's the OC, he'll attack the hashes in this offense because he understands he's got some matchups in there that he wants to take advantage of as well. And Jaden, he doesn't historically turn the ball over a lot.
Right.
And you know, when we were at Arizona State, we threw the ball inside. It wasn't all go right. route. And so he can throw it inside. He's measured. He understands where to throw it. And his go-to get out of jail free card is his legs.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny that you say that. So I got one more after this, but just comment. But when I went back and watched Arizona State stuff, he had to do more of the sliding in the pocket, resetting and throwing. LSU, there's great protection. You got the receivers on the outside. Yeah. So you kind of piece together the parts of his game based on the film over time. But the last thing is then with him, the area, like, where do you think his ceiling is? Because he did start to, as you said, he got better at LSU and he started to mature and all that. What is his ceiling and where do you think he can go if he continues on that path?
Well, I'm hoping he obviously just continues to grow. He has this mindset. He wants to be the best. That's his DNA. That's who he is. He wants to be the best. He wants to be known as one of the better quarterbacks to play in the National Football League. That's what gets him going. That's what motivates Jaden Daniels. He's never satisfied, right? He ain't that guy. He's always looking for something else. Look, he's going to be a first-round pick. Coming to us, he wanted to play in the National Football League. He wanted to be a first-round pick, right? All that stuff, right? But he's not satisfied. Knowing him, he wants to win a Super Bowl. That's what he's going to say. In his brain, he wants to win a Super Bowl. He wants to find a way to win a Super Bowl. That's going to be his mindset. And whatever he has to do, he's going to work at doing that, right? I mean, so that's the kind of guy you're getting. He's not satisfied with what he's accomplished. He's a team kind of guy where he wants the team to accomplish, and he knows I can play a big part of this.
Irm, man, I appreciate the insight on Jaden. It's going to be a fascinating pick at number two.
Yeah.
And I think his rise has been really, really kind of cool and intriguing as heck.
Yeah, it is. And you're getting a great kid. I mean, you really are. I mean, he's fantastic. And, you know, the fan base, if he goes there, they'll enjoy him. They'll enjoy what they'll be like. He'll keep them on their seats. They'll be like, oh, here he goes.
it would be fun to watch. So appreciate your time, man, very much.
Anytime, my friend. Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
That's it for this episode. Thanks to Herm for joining me, and thank you, as always, for tuning in. I'll be back probably Thursday morning, Thursday night with another episode. So I'll talk to you next time.